Welcome to the May 3rd, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is Youth Sunday. Please listen to this special service led by our church youth. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
We'd like to know who all is here this morning. You have a pew pad on the right-hand side of the aisle. And if you could, please sign it and pass it down. Today is Spring Fling. It's this afternoon. It starts at 4 o'clock. We're going to have games and inflatables and entertainment for everybody that would like to come. That's if the weather allows it. But even if that doesn't happen, we're still going to have the barbecue today at 5 o'clock in Smith Hall. And if you don't have your tickets, then you can buy them at the door when you come here, or they'll be at the information center after the service today. After the barbecue, we're having life tonight. It's at 6 o'clock instead of 7. We'd like for you to come to that if you're able. And I think that's it. And if you're a guest this morning, if you could, please raise your hand. The ushers are coming down to give you something. All right, we're glad y'all are here this morning, and hope we have a good service today. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to Youth Sunday 2009. It's supposed to be an intro, but I'm not really feeling it just quite yet. I'm not really in the worship kind of mood. I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot better if we dim the lights down. So let's go ahead and take care of that. Let's dim those lights. No, really. Let's go ahead and dim those lights. Carson, if you can go grab those, I'd appreciate it. Appreciate it. I think this will work out a lot better. So, to establish the basic point of this Youth Sunday, we are discussing lately what God is and what it means to truly worship God. And we've come up with 10 words that we think define who God is. Those words are up on the banners, on the windows throughout the sanctuary. Those will be revealed throughout the service. We hope you'll take a look. Anyways, just to reiterate, welcome to Youth Sunday 2009. We're glad to see you here.
God is. God is. God is.
God is.
God is.
God is.
God is.
God is.
God is. God is.
God is everlasting. Revelation 4, AD, says, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come. The verse shows us that God existed before creation. God is here now us today, and He will never leave us. He will never leave the faithful alone, and God is everlasting.
God is everywhere. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, chapter 2, verse 1, it says, God saw that He had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and earth were completed in all their vast array. God created everything in this world for you and me, which makes Him bigger than everything that He made. But He decides to take part in our lives at every moment and every second. Even though He's bigger than everything He made. He's the God of me.
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. God loved us enough to send His only Son to save us from our sins. He loves us enough to save us from our own faults and will not let us die and perish. in the depth that we should have. God loves us enough, and He is awesome. He is also
good. God is faithful. Mark 9:22 says, "And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large milestone tied on his neck." What God is saying to us here is that He's comparing us to like salt. If salt loses its saltiness, then how can it be restored? He's comparing salt to our faith and saying that if we lose our faith, it is hard to regain it. So we should have salt in ourselves, which means that we should have faith. And He wants us to be at peace in our faith and with others.
God is grace. From Colossians 1:21-22. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Grace means that God forgives you no matter what you do. Jesus came to earth and died for us, the ultimate gift of grace.
God is Almighty. Daniel 3:19-25. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." King Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because of their lack of worship to him. They refused to praise Nebuchadnezzar and his gold statues. They were only going to worship the real God. The king was so mad that the fire was put 7 times hotter than usual. God saved them from the furnace, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked out of the fire with a single burn on them.
God is unfailing. Psalm 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, and ever present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear till the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, till its waters roar and burn and the mountains quake with their seasons. God is with us at all times. He is with us in the good times and the bad times. His love never fails. His strength is always enough to push us through, so that with Him we can never fail.
God is our rock. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." You can do anything you set your mind to, as long as you put your faith and trust on God's foundation.
God is love. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 says, "Love is patient, love is kind. It is not envious. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres." And now these 3 remain: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. The scripture says very clearly what love is. God fulfills these by setting an example for us and equipping us with what we need to spread God's love.
God is amazing. Psalm 68:32-35. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing to the one who rides through the skies, which are from long ago. He speaks with a thundering voice. Announce that God is powerful. He rules over Israel, and His power is in His size. God, you are wonderful in your temple. The God of Israel gives His people strength and power. Praise God. Proclaim the power of God, for He works in so many ways. I can't even count all the times He has saved me from harm. His power cannot remain unknown. God is amazing.
I'm going to read from Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, a prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen with you with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in the Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us all be here on this wonderful Youth Sunday at College Park Baptist Church. I thank you that our church has given us the opportunity and trust to let the youth run a worship service. I'm glad that we all have an opportunity to truly show and believe what God is to us and others. Help us to all comprehend what we are about to learn on Youth Sunday, and help everyone's worship service to be truly amazing. Amen.
They decided to out of hand. I think it's all about him. You can have a seat. Have a seat.
And forgive your people who have sinned against you. Forgive all the offenses they have committed against you and call their captors to show them mercy. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 50. From the time I was young, I realized that I lived with my grandparents and that something was missing. When I got a little older, I realized that most children either lived with one parent or both, that I lived with neither. And then I started asking questions like why I didn't live with them, why they lived so far away, and how everyone said that my mom loved me, yet she was seldom around. I could never understand why my brother got more attention or why he had a better relationship with my parents than I did. I always thought that I did something wrong, but that they just didn't want me. But that was not the case. My dad was put in jail in Indiana, and then my mother, his mother, and my brother, Charlie, went to visit him. My grandmother and my mother and my brother got an apartment, and then they were stuck there. Then a year later, my mom and dad came back to North Carolina. My grandparents wouldn't allow me to go to their house, so they came over to my house to visit. That's when I figured out that my mother was a better playmate than a mother. When she did try to be a mother, she would always make promises and say things that never came true. I hung on those words and the promises, and I felt dejected and unloved by her. There seemed to be a big hole in my heart that my mother was supposed to be, but instead there was only anger and shame. When I and my grandparents joined this church, I felt God in a new way. My first youth camp here was absolutely amazing and life-changing. I felt the sermons there so much. I felt God tell me to just let go and give him all my worries. I forgave my mother for everything that happened, and I knew that God, my grandparents, and the church were here to help me. When I finally let go, I forgave her and gave God my worries, and a huge relief came over me. All that anger and shame just went away because I knew that God loved me and he would never put me in a situation that I could not handle. My grandparents have given me the best possible life that I could imagine. I am very grateful that God loves me and he shows his love every day. Mark 11:25 says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, and let your Father in heaven may forgive you for your sins."
Thank you. I will be reading from Ephesians 2:11 through 22. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near to the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put an end to the death of their hostility. He came and preached peace to those who were far away and peace to those who were near, for through him we both have access to the Father by the Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
Please bow your heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, sometimes it seems that in the many struggles and endeavors of our lives, which are often so petty, we allow them to consume us in our relationship with you. We pray for you to resolve our problems in hopes that our lives will be better, but we often forget that the only real way to improve our lives is to learn and live by Christ's example, not just to ask that things will be fixed when they go wrong. By making God our cornerstone, we build our lives on strong foundations that will ultimately result in having the knowledge and attitude to cope with the problems of our lives. Even more importantly, to be good children of Christ Jesus. Amen.
You know, it's sitting in our sanctuary in the United States of America in 2009. It's easy to forget how revolutionary Jesus was. In his time, to say that he was God and to live a life that was perfect and to die a sinner's death so that you and I could have eternity with God, that was blasphemous. To religious people that day, it was blasphemous. But Jesus was God. It was revolutionary that God would come from heaven to earth. Now, all the other religions of our world are us trying to get to God, trying to do all these enough good things to reach heaven. Christianity says, you're never going to be good enough unless I come down and save you. That is revolutionary. That is such a drastic change. God is our Savior. That's the words to the next song. It's called Revolution. The words are going to be up there. We want you to just stay there and listen. Watch the words, powerful words, and hear the passion of this song as we try to communicate just exactly how we feel about God being our Savior. Thank you.
Have you ever realized how much someone means to you, only to find out that it's too late to tell? As many of y'all know, my grandfather passed away about a year and a half ago. He was a man of Christ that would do anything in the world for anyone. He always came to our house in December for his birthday. 3 years ago, while he was here, he said his throat was hurting and he had trouble eating. My grandfather didn't really like to spend money, so he didn't really want to go check it out, but he dealt with it. Finally, he went to the doctor months later. He found out that he had esophageal cancer. My family was devastated. My family and I started praying and to know what to do, and we said, we have to put this in God's hands. So I kept telling my dad, have faith. God has a plan. My grandfather went through chemo and wouldn't let cancer take him down or distract him from any of his daily things. He never lost hope in God and knew that God had the ultimate plan for him. Each day as I was riding in the car with my dad, I would tell him, Matthew 6:34. It says, do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough worries about itself. My grandfather spent his last days on earth in the hospital and died January 17th. When sitting through his funeral, I realized how amazing my grandfather was and how much faith he had in God. Looking back, I realized what we all need to do is have faith in God because he has the ultimate plan for everyone.
Jesus is heavy.
I'm going to bed.
Man, I didn't think I could fit in that suitcase last night.
I know, Ward was so mad.
He didn't even think it was funny. I don't understand.
It took him a whole day to see the humor in it.
The minute he opened the door, I knew it was over.
Yeah. I thought he was going to kill us.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Ward did kind of show us grace because, I mean, he was really mad last night, but this morning he was all right and kind of finding the humor in it a little bit. But, you know, Like, he showed us grace like God shows us grace every day. So I think we should be thankful for that.
I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6 and 11 through 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And now 11 through 16. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful shimming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up in him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come here and worship you. Lord, I thank you that we can actually have a Youth Sunday. I thank you for Ward and Jeff and all the work that they've put into this. Lord, I thank you for your forgiveness and your eternal life that you give us. Amen.
As our offertory for this morning, we're going to play a song called Solution. The words are going to be up on the screen like the other ones. And it is a powerful truth that God is the solution for everything our world needs. This is Solution.
We will run this race, we will be your feet, we will run this race, we will be your feet, we will run this race, we will be your feet.
Hey. When Jeff first asked me to speak about this, my personal journey thing, I was kind of nervous, and I was like, no. And he kind of told me, yeah, and that I was doing it. So, and I had to talk about strength, and I was trying to think last night, because kind of bad, but that's when I first started it last night. I was thinking about how strength tied into my personal journey, and the first thing that came to my mind was like these like deaths that I've been facing these past couple of weeks. Like, it started off with a friend from school that was real close to me, and he passed away, and he was a real cool guy, and I mean, like, it was kind of unexpected, and nobody really thought it, but it happened, and I was kind of torn for like a week that actually happened, and I was still in shock that it actually happened, because I never thought that like a person I knew would actually like die. And yeah, so that happened. And then, like, let's say 2 weeks after that, my aunt passed away. And my aunt was kind of interesting to me, because that was the only aunt that like really ever yelled at me. And yeah, so I'm gonna miss that, actually, because I don't know, I just am. And then on top of that, like, I think it was the day before her funeral, my other aunt had breast cancer and she was having surgery. And I was like, oh God, you're killing me, man, you're killing me. I don't know if I can do this. And she's kind of old, and I wasn't sure if she was gonna make it through. But this is when I really started getting close to God, and I was like, God, I really need you here, because I don't know how much more I can take. But he kept me close by his side the whole time, and that was good. But after that, like a week later, I found out that my grandpa passed away from my dad's side. And at first, I was kind of disappointed with more of my family that, like, they didn't tell me. But then I realized that it wasn't my position to be mad at them. And, you know, God would handle all that. So that was, like, really sad for me. But through all this, I really focused on staying close with God. And I started questioning God a lot during this time. Like, why, God, are you doing this? And why is it happening to me? What have I done to deserve this? And stuff like that. But he pretty much told me that, Tyler, you know, I'm with you through this all, and pretty much it's not possible to get through like struggles and all this stuff, and it's not possible to get stronger with God until he puts you through tests and trials and stuff like that. So pretty much the lesson out of this whole thing is, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, youth, adult, that as long as you stay close to God, he'll take care of you through it all. So thank you.
Just your team. So show you what I am.
Ephesians 4:22-5:1. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put off on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come from your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and bringing us all here safely. Thank you for such a loving church that allows the youth to lead worship. Thank you for our leaders and all that they have done to prepare us for this service. Thank you for the grace you've given us through the sacrifice of your Son. Help us to take that grace with us and show it to the people we meet every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to play a song, and we want you to may not be able to see all the words, so we can stay seated. It's a new song, and it's called "Give Me Your Eyes." And if you follow the progression of the service, God is our Father, our Savior, our strength, and our purpose. And this song is all about the people all around us every day that we don't see. Sometimes it's the person in the mirror, the people in the home that we live, the people walking down the street, the people at our where we work or where we go to school. And this song is about, for all of us, to pray to God to give us the eyes to see everybody around us as He sees them. If you know the song, you're welcome to sing along with us where you're seated. This is called "Give Me Your Eyes."
Thank you.
Well. It is a great honor of mine to tell you what you already know. This is an amazing youth ministry. It is because of the youth. It's because of the parents. It's because of this church. Ultimately, it's because of God. I am honored to stand and serve alongside this church in this position. All of this that you see around you has been being worked on the last several weeks. The youth wanted to express who God was to them. And you see it in the banners with the words. You saw it in the videos. You hear it in the music. You hear it in the skits. You hear the truth. God is. Now, we did take some liberties with our presentation. We did do something a little different. But the truth of the message remains. God is our Father, our Savior, our strength, and our purpose. He is amazing. He is everlasting. He is our rock. He is unfailing. He is grace. He is everywhere. He is Savior. He is love. He is almighty. God is. But the truth for us, for you and me, He is all that, but has it changed you? Have you let God is come inside you and change everything? How we talk, how we act, the things that we do, how we spend our time. All of this is for nothing. If when we leave this place, Jesus does not shine in our lives. Please don't miss the message. God is. We have a hymn that we're going to sing. Shine, Jesus, shine. See, we got a hymn in there. We got a hymn. Shine, Jesus, shine. It is hymn number 579. And I'm going to go turn the lights on here and just, so you can read. This is 579. Shine, Jesus, shine. I invite you as you consider what God is doing in your life through this song to make a change. This is our song to think about and consider what God is doing in your life. Youth choir is going to come, and they're going to help lead you in singing. So I'm going to get them to come on up here. Come on, come on. Y'all turn into your hymnals, 579. Why don't y'all stand with us right where you are? Shine, Jesus, shine. want you to sit just right where you are, just briefly. We have one more thing to do. Youth, y'all can... Well, yeah, it goes. All right. Ward. For those of you that that do not know, which in a Baptist church all it takes is one rumor and it gets out very quickly, Ward Page, one of our own, has felt God call him to First Baptist of Kernersville. And the good thing is, not that he's getting his own youth ministry job, but that he's close enough that I can still get work out of him. That's the most important part. But we are, today is his last official day. Well, no, it's not your last official day of work. It's his last official Sunday day of work. I'm sure we'll find other things this week to do. But it's his, it is his last Sunday, and the youth have a presentation that they would like to make. Elizabeth?
I'd like for the youth group to stand up, please. I speak for the entire youth group whenever I say that you have meant so much to all of us. You've been a very influential person to everyone, and we know that it's because of you that we have come as far as we have. Because you've done so much for us, we thought we'd do something for you. So we compiled a scrapbook that we hope can give you encouragement in the near future, and the members of this group have written letters to you telling personally how much you've meant to them. And we just like to ask that you look back at this and you can remember all of our memories and that you will be a frequent visitor of College Park.
Thought I'd be short on words. I was born in this church. I was dedicated in this church. I was baptized in this church. Maybe one day I'll be ordained in this church. But man, it's been an honor to serve with each of you. And I can't tell you how touched I am by this group of young men and women who just surprise you every day with all that they're talented with, all the things they can do. And if I'm anything good, it's because of God, it's because of this church, it's because of Raymond and Jeff, and it's because of these young men and women who have taught me. They've been the best teacher I've ever had. In my ministry. I remember praying to God very two specific things when I was growing up. Don't let me be called into the ministry and don't let me work with teenagers. But here we are, and thank you. That's all I can say.
There is a lot of people to thank, Ward included. Ward did a tremendous amount of work to get this service together. Our young people have worked for weeks on end. They put all of this together. They've come extra rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. I'm very grateful for every adult, every who bought T-shirts and Sharpies and put up all this stuff. It is mind-boggling to think of all the people. Ward had a big week this week in the middle of exams, and I appreciate all the work that he did. It is just a lot of people to thank. But our day is only halfway over. Aha. We have decided to put all these things together because Youth Sunday, and then we're going to
take that energy and go right into Spring Fling this afternoon. We are in need of some barbecue choppers. If you got a big knife, we need you. We need your skills. At 3 o'clock, we're going to be getting together in the kitchen to chop our that barbecue. It doesn't come off the pig that way. It has to be worked out and get that done. So the Spring Fling starts at 4 o'clock. We need choppers here at 3. Youth, I need you back here at 4 because we got to get everything ready. It is going to be a big day at College Park. A lot of people told me it's going to rain. In my mind, it's not going to rain. There may be other plans, but I'm thinking positively. Can you think positively with me? Okay, thank you. But at least barbecue is going on at 5 o'clock. And so you need to bring your friends. Even if they don't have tickets, we will get them barbecue. So thank you for coming. Ward, you need to go stand right down there. There's like a lot of people are going to come by and say, hug your neck. We appreciate all that you do. Let me have a word of prayer, and we are out of here. Our Father God, you are gracious and you are mighty, and you call us as imperfect beings, us as people, to worship your name. We are sinful and we are so lacking in holiness, but yet you let us come and worship your name. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this church. Thank you for these youth. Thank you for these parents, these adults who continue to give and give and give because they love you with everything that they have. Keep us safe as we leave this place in Christ's name.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.